What choices did you make yesterday that you hope don't come back on you tomorrow? There's a simple principle of life that dictates that whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap, Galatians 6 and verse 7. As we consider the decisions of life, it is common to minimize the results of our actions. And, just as the sowing-reaping maxim is true, so also is the maxim, they sow the wind, and they shall reap the whirlwind, Hosea 8 and verse 7. There is not a farmer who, after removing the rocks, tilling the soil, planting the seed, and praying for the early and latter rains, does not expect to reap only that which was sown, but enough to fill his storehouses and have plenty for his family. What we need to understand is that the same is true with our decisions in life. Most people of any maturity have heard the idiom, they just are sowing their wild oats. The etymology comes from the 1560s and applied to a crop that one will regret sowing. One of the principles of wild oats is that you only have to sow them once and they will continue to produce fruit at the most inopportune time in life. And as a matter of reference, we see a lot of that happening in our own society. Individuals that sowed their oats when they were young and have come to ruin decades later. Let's up this in perspective spiritually. The Apostle John said, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the vainglory of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." 1 John 2:15 through 17. A number of businesses in our society have what's called buyer remorse clauses in their contracts. A clause that allows the buyer 72 hours to cancel the contract, usually due to clearer thinking after the euphoria of the purchasing moment has passed. That's what lust does. The term lust is a phrase which describes the emotions of the soul, the natural tendency toward things evil. Such lusts are not necessarily base and immoral. They may be refined in character, but are evil if inconsistent with the will of God. Vine's Dictionary of the New Testament. The problem is, there is no buyer's remorse clause for sin, and the account must be paid. Then the lust, when it has conceived, beareth sin, and sin, when it is full grown, bringeth forth death. James 1 and verse 15. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Lord, saying, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Matthew 11:28 through 30.